Wow. First of all, I forgive you all because none of you talked about the topic I gave in. It was the headwinds. Remember, we're going into the headwinds. Something. God, I want to say, especially to Gary and Rachel, just bringing up what it is an emissary of divine light. What a wonderful thing for me to be able to be speaking about, because it isn't something you can sell, and it isn't something you can join. An emissary of divine light is one who is an emissary of divine light. And so when you choose to be the bringer of that, ta-da, you're an emissary of divine light. You interested in that? I'm interested in that. I've been interested in it in a long time, and I feel like the vibrational invitation has to be coming from the way I live my life. And, you know, in the Enneagram, I'm a number one. Number ones are called perfectionists, and we get a bigger dose of shame because we think we're supposed to be perfect. And anyway, I knew that somewhat about myself, but Helena, David's daughter, sent me this link to a guy who wrote songs about the Enneagrams, and one of the things, it was really powerful. I mean, he was doing it from a very spiritual place, and the lyrics to the songs of number ones is how they spend their life apologizing because they didn't get it right. And it really just touched my heart, because I realize how often I do that, and I feel if things aren't going right, I must have screwed up. Now, we all do that, but I just, in noticing it about yourself, it also shows that you can't be an emissary of divine light if you're thinking you know the perfect plan, because you have to be open to the sovereign. So the reason I want to use this diagram was David spoke yesterday about the, this is who we are. This is a human being. We have all these capacities and this relationship between all our capacities. Stepped on my own shoe. That was, I'm not drunk. Oh, God. Let's do a little soft shoe. This is not going well. See, I'm not perfect. Now I'm shamed. It's just like going downhill really fast. So, just, oh, God. So when we teach this in the leadership class, and in some way, I think we might teach it in many ways, but this dimension is also true in the invisible. So if we are open as an emissary of divine light to what's coming through into the sovereign, it's coming through the warrior aspect of the invisible. So that might blow your mind, because the idea that there's a warrior aspect to the invisible, but there is the same dimension in the invisible as is true in the manifest. So there is this current. I mean, when we think of the warrior, it's the physical, it's the manifest, it's coming. So when you want to talk about flying and in the headwinds, right there, baby. It's coming into you through the portal of your openness to the sovereign. As an emissary of divine light, you're interested in what's coming from the invisible. And this is a portal for all of us. Whatever dimension Rachel's in right now, that's happening for all of us right now. In this Stargate, this is a reality for us to know that anytime you might feel shame, you might feel you need to forgive somebody, you can open the portal, because you need to be in the headwind. And if you're feeling like, what the hell's a headwind? Because I'm feeling ashamed about how I'm living my life. You need to open to allow the power of the sovereign, the power of the spirit, to come through you, through your sovereign openness from the warrior aspect of the divine. The divine is looking to be manifest through humanity. And you happen to be part of humanity. And as an emissary of divine light, you are delivering that light because you're letting that portal be open. Now, in the human experience, this is all designed to work well together. Our mind and our heart are supposed to be best friends. Our physicality is supposed to be a great home for all this to happen, all because our sovereign is moving through it. And when we get to, this is where we are in FSC right now, is grace. The experience in grace is, it was all for this. It was all so that this could be used to be an emissary of divine light, to be the revelation of the Garden of Eden, to be the revelation of paradise. I mean, do we think that that's some still think it's someplace else, someplace other than a human life fully engaged with spirit? Do we have some? We do. Most of us have an imagination that if all this stuff worked out, we could be in the Garden of Eden or in paradise, when in reality, that's all we need to do is be in the headwind, baby, and let yourself fly in there and maintain your stature because you're open to the sovereign spirit that you are. So you know what most people are experiencing here is, I was going to swear, stinking spiritual constipation. Because it's available and it can come through, but are we allowing our heart to be open to receive the blessing? Sometimes yes, sometimes no. Are we letting our mind be the divine guardian of our thinking? Sometimes yes, sometimes no. And so what happens is we start having a system that's so backed up that we feel we have to do all this work to deal with our shame, to forgive ourselves, to do all kinds of processes, all of which are valuable. But the key to all of it is a great laxative, and that is opening to spiritual laxative, which is your sovereign. Yeah. I don't know what he said, but I like being backed up by the universe. That's good. It means a whole new thing of lit up by love and backed up by the universe. So as this stuff is moving, oh God, here we go. I'm a doctor, I can't help myself. When the current of light is moving through you, and you are facing the headwinds, some of what you are facing is the parts of, it's your death and your birth. Because until you allow this to be moving 100%, there are parts of you that are being fed. Rachel said it even more beautifully in our prep about you start behaving in a way, hoping to keep the things you think are great looking good, so that you don't actually have to apologize for the new you that's being born. And the new you that's being born is not going to be able to fly if you're comparing yourself to how you were, if you're imagining yourself about how you think you should be, and especially if you're comparing yourself to the people around you who are trying their best to be an emissary of divine light too. And when I say trying, it's because this is a process. You know, sometimes you think, well, I thought that was a really holy way to be. Has anybody else had that? Like, I thought I was being really sacred there. I'm serious, you know, and someone's like, you really need to clean that up because, and then, of course, that might be their unsacred act. But David's pulse of spirit is face the headwinds and fly. Right? So I was working on my words from when I spoke about Mr. Rogers and Barack Obama, and I wrote my piece up, and the title of that one was Your Stature in the Headwinds. It's, for me, it was about holding your stature so that you are owning as you're going into the headwinds, not apologizing for what's happening, but owning the fact that I am in transformation to be a true emissary of divine light. Watch me fly. Fly with me. Let's go. But there is a way in which we're going through a transformation, letting all this stuff be lit up. Is your mind ever backed up by self-activity? Oh, I'm glad I'm not the only one. You know, and your heart, you know, whether or not it's painful or lustful over something you shouldn't be wanting, whatever, if it doesn't belong to the whole of your graceful being, it's stopping you from flying. So this is, for me, a powerful act just to know that all of us can be open to the same source of this power. And it isn't, sometimes when Rachel talks, my mind goes, wah, wah, I have no idea what she's talking about. because, and that's okay, because she has gifts to bring by using her language. But when she was talking about it, part of what I loved was, like, I love the fact that I don't understand it at a mental level. I knew what I was feeling when she was talking about it, that there are many ways to have portals into a reality. You know, some people say that there are many dimensions of us happening at the same time. I've had that experience. Anybody gone to sleep for 5 minutes and had a dream that you needed a half an hour to tell? It's like time is different when you're in different realms of things. But I'm not interested in mentally trying to figure that out. I'm interested in being so present now that I can use it all, that I can use all the things that are blowing my own mind because my mind is limited in understanding how this works. The very fact that we think the Garden of Eden happened when Adam and Eve were created and it'll never be, and we're looking to go back to it. The Garden of Eden is the presence of a human being fully being an emissary of divine light in the world. And then you are in the garden. And the only one who can kick you out of the garden is you, by turning off this gate. Let's not be spiritually constipated, people. Let us let the flow and the movement of life. And see what, truly see what it's like to fly. See what, I'm not standing up here telling you how to do it. I'm telling you how you can figure out how to do it. And that's another thing an emissary of divine light does. Reminds you, you're already made to fly. Thanks, everybody.